Love Talk Radio.
I want to say good morning to our Blog Talk listeners, our Facebook familia, as Laura says.
Our familia keeps growing and growing.
Yes. Good morning, Sarah Lawler. I love you, girl. Beautiful baby boy. We don't want to leave out Claire Bear, though. We just love her. She's so amazing. So we just have this great topic today, guys. But most of all, we want to welcome our very special guest in our studio this morning. We have Miss Crystal Castillo, daughter of the Most High God. Woo! Yes, and she has so many amazing things going on in her life. She's transitioning from dimension to dimension in the kingdom glory. Yes. Y'all know the word of God says, thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
We're in heaven. It is on earth. Yes, I'm telling you. So whatever's going on in heaven, it could be going on in your life.
Yes.
Well, you just have to decree it and declare it, and I'm telling you, that's the only way to receive it is you got to believe it, America.
You have to believe it.
So, Crystal, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Crystal Castillo, and as she just said, I do have a few things going on. I just published my beautiful book here, Affirm.
Yes.
It is a woman's devotional, because it's not a devotional, because it's requiring you
To do. Yeah.
And so I am just grateful to God. All glory be to God as far as all the opportunities and everything that I've been given. So I want to bring glory and honor to Him, to my family, to my church, everybody that's here.
So where's your church?
I go to One Community Church in Louisville with Pastor Matt and his beautiful wife, Anessa. It's under the leadership of Conway and
What a blessing. So everybody that's in Louisville, if you're looking for a church home, Crystal says, come on. Okay?
Or if you're in Plano or in Foster.
That's awesome.
They have four different locations. One in Plano, one in Prosper, one in Dallas.
That is so awesome. God. Doing mighty things in the kingdom. So we salute your leadership today, because in order to do things like that, you have to have a powerful, you know, pillar, right?
Yes.
People that cover you. It's so important, America, that whatever you're doing for the kingdom and whatever cause, that you are covered by men and women of the Most High God.
Yes.
You know, it's so important to have a leadership.
Yes.
You know, good morning, that my beautiful cousin.
Good morning, Leroy.
Hey, good morning, girl. How you doing? Let me say hey.
I want to wave.
I love you this morning. So listen, we have a great topic today that is burning in the heart of God.
Yes.
And the topic today is racism in the body. Because it's happening in America. It's been happening since the beginning of time. But what are we going to do about it as the people of God? Yes. How are we going to respond or not respond?
Yes.
You know, God is calling us to a higher standard as His people. You know, we can't just blend in with the world. You know how you've been in a situation when you've been among people that have done or wronged someone, and you kind of side on the side of wrong only because you don't want the conflict to be done to you. Or you know what I'm saying? Y'all hear me, America. I mean, can I get a hand clap, America? I'm just saying. Because I believe everybody that's living and breathing of a certain age have been somewhat, you know, resilient to the fact. And even it's happening in our children. It happens in the schools, hashtag. It happens in the churches, hashtag. And the workplace, hashtag.
In the world.
I mean, and God wants us to talk about this today because it's somewhat getting, you know, sometimes it gets dormant in the nation. Sometimes it kind of lay down and just take a chill pill. And then sometimes it rises up.
Yes.
But collectively, we know that that's the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, we have to cast down those things and put them under our feet.
Yes.
And we have to stand out in this hour
with
the people of God.
Hallelujah.
So what would you like to say, Laura Kelly, this morning?
This morning, I want to say hi to my people. Buenos días, familia. ¿Cómo estamos esta mañana? Le damos gracias a Dios por otro día y gracias por estarnos escuchando en la estación. Y le sigo pidiendo a cada uno de ustedes que sigan creciendo en la palabra de Dios y gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
And I just want to thank God for this is the day
that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Woo!
And we are so glad.
And what's so beautiful, when we come to the mansion, I want to share this with the world and anybody that's here, that when you come here to the mansion, there's nothing but love. Jesus love. You don't have to worry about all that nonsense.
Come on now.
And I just love it how my sister said, what church are you from?
One Community Church.
I'm from City Chapel in Arlington.
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
I am from the Kings Haven Worship Center.
And then we have Crosswalk in the house. And Lori.
Lori, what's your church?
Emmanuel Church. And then we're all here together in unity and
come
love.
On, come on, man.
Woo!
That's what we're talking about as the body. Right, Crystal? We are a body.
Yes.
Why aren't our hands reaching? Come on now. Why aren't our mouths teaching?
Yes.
We got to know what's going
and
on.
We have all nationalities. Black, white,
come
purple, blue. Woo! New York
and
in Emerson, the house.
New York.
York. We have we're like young
you.
Family.
Yeah, God is good. We want to say good morning to our very own brother Jeffrey. Good morning, brother of the Most High. I'm telling you, we thank you guys for tuning in today. So let's talk about what God is talking about, because this is really true.
Good morning, Paul.
Heart. And we guys want you to really get the right information you need to get with our sister Crystal this morning. She's going to tell you all about how to get her book and how to really, you know, get on her
I'm
page
one more
and
time.
Kind of follow her, because God is opening doors, and he's not just opening them, he's swinging them wide open. But we have to know that this is the season, well, every season is our season, America, okay? But some seasons we kind of just take a chill pill, some we exert out, some we just, you know, you got to know where you're at today. So we just here to pillow Crystal this morning and help her, you know, get her book where it needs to be.
Yes.
And not only that, the other doors that are open. And she'll tell you all about what she does. She does ministry and mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's a dancer, worshiper, praiser.
Wow.
So if you guys are needing someone to come to your house to bring the thunder, yes. So we're just all excited about it. But we're going to get into this topic, and then we'll kind of roll. So we're really doing what the Holy Spirit told us to do this morning, America. So y'all just pray for us today as we pray for you. Good morning, Pastor Mark Presgrove. How are you today, mighty man of God? Yes, that is Crosswalk knocking at the door this morning.
And we got Pastor Paul over here.
Good morning, Pastor Paul. How are you today,
I'm
mighty man? Yes. We love you. And thank you for your love, because by way of Laura Kelly, you sent your love to us and your encouragement, and we surely do need it, Pastor Paul.
Yes.
So thank you for doing that, because we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So let's talk about racism in the body, America, okay? I know a lot of people don't like to talk about it, but y'all know we ain't scared.
We ain't scared.
Because we only want Jesus to love us. We're not worried about likes and all the likes and on faith. We're not worried about all of that. We got to talk about what God is talking about. You really want to get our attention today. So let's go to 1 Corinthians, Laura Kelly, 12 and 13.
God's love letters,
which is fire. Woo!
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre.
Es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones.
On,
y dice en el libro de 1 Corintios 12, verso 13. Porque por un solo Espíritu, fuimos todos bautizados en un cuerpo, sean judíos o griegos, sean esclavos o libres, y a todos se nos dio beber de un mismo Espíritu.
Yes.
Woo! Gloria a Dios.
Spirit, I heard that fast. We're playing the spirit, okay? I love it. I'm kind of like, you know, that's why we got it. This word of God is talking about the one spirit, because when you're in one spirit, it don't matter if you're Hispanic or
Mexico.
Mexico and America.
America.
So listen, the Lord gave Laura this great topic today. We all just kind of blew in on it, and Crystal was so compelling to be here today because of what she's transitioning out of and into. The Lord said, this is the day. Not only that he has made, but we got to really hear what he's saying about this topic. What's really going on? And we're going to read the King James Version here. And the Word of God reads, "For by one Spirit we are all baptized in one body." Okay? Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. Woo! So I don't know what part of y'all missed about all, because he didn't just say the I always say the peach people, because ain't nobody white.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. What, can I find some white real quick? This is white America. Nobody is that. I mean, this man just put, and I'm surely not black. But this Bible cover is black. Am I black? No. Okay, so we got to know it's different variations of color. That's
mm-hmm.
all God did.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got to be the bling of the earth, America. We got to be the salt of the earth. Where is your flavor? If you're not bringing no flavor, talk about it, Crystal, because you're over here, girl. It's on you, girl. Talk about it.
Well, I always think about when you put a steak in the oven.
Come on.
The raw piece of steak means nothing. The seasoning on the steak means nothing. It's when it's put through the heat.
Come on now.
It's when it's put through the heat that you really find out what the ingredient or the product is going to be like. So how you marinate, the seasoning is one thing. How you marinate it is another thing.
Come on now.
So we're supposed to be the salt of the earth.
Come on now.
Right? But if we're not marinating ourselves in the word of God.
Come on now.
Then it's not going to matter. When we go through the test, we're going to look like everybody else.
We're going to look like everybody else. Okay? That is a beautiful analogy.
Yes, beautiful.
And listen, you ain't going to get no flavor if you ain't get no heat. Okay? That's what the woman of God
that
just
was
said.
Good. Boom.
So to God be the glory. So we're going to take our first caller this morning. So to God be the glory. I am telling, oh, Lord.
Good morning. On the morning at the Vantage Show.
Hello.
Who are we speaking to this morning?
Hello.
Hello.
It's Brother Jack, yeah.
What's up, Brother Jack?
Yeah, I had to do something they call work yesterday, and I missed the show. It was terrible.
Well,
I gotta pay these bills, you know? I gotta pay the bills, you know?
Yeah.
But,
well, we missed you. We
God forbid
you.
I would have took time out to come over there and pray with you guys, you know? But I made sure I called in today. Today I gotta call
Amen.
In twice now. Because, first of all, I want to give everybody a hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Brother
hallelujah.
Jack. Hallelujah.
I hope everybody's feeling healthy.
Yes,
you know?
We are. How about
health
yourself?
Health is very important.
Because
actually,
health
I do
is
this,
health.
I do this one day. I'm going for blood work. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting older, I'm not a spring chicken anymore,
What you say, Brother Jack?
Brother Ed and Brother Charles, Sister Laura, she there?
Sister Laura's right here. Brother Ed is over there. Tell me what's up. And Brother Charles, I don't know where he went.
Brother Charles, he's in a little boy's room, But listen. You guys got some crew over there. Your message is always in, and it's in a fun fashion, you know what I mean?
Amen.
I got the phone going tonight. I watched the whole show, to my sound system. My whole house is your show.
What you say?
I blasted,
Wow.
Which Brother Ed?
Brother Ed is right over here. He hear you, Brother Jack.
We hear you, Jack.
Yeah, you tell him I'm going to call him later on. We got to talk something about,
All right.
We do private prayers. Private prayers.
Okay, he wants that private session, Edward. All right.
Wait.
Well, thank you, Brother Jack, for calling in this morning.
We love you.
I'm going to call later, too. All right, I'm going to call later.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to think of a good prayer. Maybe a good scripture,
Okay.
All right.
Well, we're going to be waiting,
You guys have a great show, and I will be listening to the whole thing later on. I'm going to stream it later when I get home.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Love you, Brother Jack.
All right, bye-bye.
Love you.
Thank
you. Hallelujah. Woo, Brother Jack.
Come on, y'all. Good morning. morning, Dr. Linda Emerson. How are you today, mighty woman? I just love you, lady. And I'm just excited about what God is doing in your life and in the lives of each and every one of us.
Yes.
It's so important as people of God. We have to know, I've already kicked off this new thing, a message on Sunday called The Power of Support. It's so important. It's so powerful that we lock arms and we come up together. Because there's enough room for all of us, America. Listen, if there's 59 hair designers in the world, let's come together. Because you got something different than I got something different. There's 59 authors in America. Let's come together. Because your book's saying something different from my hair book is saying. Come on now. Good morning, Brother Jack. How you doing? But really, and if you got an outreach, connect with Laura Kelly of the Most High. Because she is the queen of outreach.
She is
so winning.
Yes.
And it don't matter the color.
Or the church.
Okay.
I'm there.
Woo. To God be the glory. But listen, we were reading 1 Corinthians, I'm telling you, 12 and 13 as the scripture. But I'm going to encourage you, America, to read the whole chapter 12. Because it's going to talk to you and bless you in the fullness of what the body needs and how we come together. Because I'm telling you, you can't be trying to look with your ear. You can't be trying to listen with your eye. Come on now. And we just got it all mixed up. And then I love it. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but I love 1 Samuel. Come on, Laura Kelly.
Yes,
let's read that one. She might run around the mansion on
this.
First
time you'll
say, Laura.
Yes, let me read it, y'all.
Come on now.
En español, para mi familia. God's love letters,
which is
fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es
fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y en el libro de Samuel primero, verso 16, capítulo 16, verso 7 dice, y Jehová respondió a Samuel, no mires a su parecer ni a lo grande de su estatura, porque yo lo desecho, porque Jehová no mira lo que mira el hombre, pues el hombre mira la pared, lo que está delante de sus ojos, pero Jehová mira el corazón.
Yes. ¡Aleluya! God is so awesome, America, because, see, the reason Jesus wants to talk about this one right now is because it's all about what we're looking at with our natural eye. We think that people ought to look a certain way, ought to talk a certain way. You know, we do have to work, you know, be concerned about how we are representing as ambassadors. If we all say that we are, you know, believers and we're in the body of believers, please believe me, the people are going to have a big eye. They're going to have a big eye. It's no mistake about it. But when you are walking it out, okay, you don't worry about what people say or what they think. All you are to be concerned about is pleasing the Father.
Yes.
Okay? Because 1 Samuel 16 and 7 says, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not. That's the first thing he said. Look not on the countenance or on the height, okay, or the statue, because I have refused him. So when we start looking at how many degrees people got, well, here's the big one about that one. I'm not trying to knock nobody with no degrees, because I love mine, okay? I thank God for compelling me to do so. But here is the deal. If there is no anointing, if you can't cast out no devil, and if you let the devil put you on the run, instead of you putting the devil on the run, where is your power, America? We got to be
powerless
about what God is calling us, because you can have 59 degrees on the wall, doctorings, masterings, and all of things, okay? But if you are not walking it out and hearing what God is saying to you, and if people are opening up your book and there's no change, no transition, as a matter of fact, let's go to the church house. If you are walking across the threshold and you come one way and you leave the same way, you better check the threshold. You better check to see if you're at the right church. Because I'm telling you, if there is no change in us from the word of God, people are compromising the word. We really are. And you have to think about it. A lot of times we water it down. For whatever reason, you know, we're looking at a person to be this way. But God is the God of the heart. How is your heart beating for the kingdom? So what do you feel about that scripture?
as you were talking about it, I was thinking about, like, as I was going through this writing journey, one of the things I did, I prayed and asked God, because I said, I don't want it to be my words on the page. I don't want it to reflect Crystal's gifts, but I want it to reflect. And so many people get on the stage, because anybody can go on the stage and speak.
Come on.
Anybody can write a book.
Come on.
Anybody can do any of the things. It's not hard to do. You can go up there and dance. You can go up there and pray. But it's the anointing that breaks every yoke.
That's it.
Right? The anointing that breaks every yoke. So if you're not anointed and appointed for the assignment, step down.
Come on now.
So that the people that are supposed to be there can be there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so that's what I think. It's a difference between a gifting and an anointing.
It is. It is. And we're always looking at what people, how they look and what their countenance or their stature. But God, but the word of God said it here in the beginning. But look not.
Yeah.
You know, look not on that. If you are connected to people and it's all, they were really all about how they looking and what they, you know, how many degrees they got and this and that, you in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you, especially when you are coming for the kingdom, you know, and the kingdom cause. It's so important that we understand that. Good morning, Rhonda Elkins, my double DNA sister. I love you, girl. That is my sister for real. Okay. Sister in the DNA and in the kingdom. Okay? So I'm just so excited about what God is talking about to us, all of us today.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Brother Jack for always calling in and always sending his love across the nation for us. He does that. 1,644 miles.
Yes.
Now, listen, that's amazing. Yes. Can we get some people around the corner to call us? Come on, America. I have to tell you, Brother Jack, Brother Charles has arrived again. He's back in the house. You had a caller, Brother Charles. I'm so excited about this topic about racism in the body because, you know, so many people don't want to connect to one another. They're not concerned about what God has in them. They're concerned about how people look, what color you are, you know. And talk about, Crystal, what's been happening in your life concerning the matter.
Well, I had to pull my son out of school just recently just because we were not afforded the opportunity for any other choices. As I pulled him out, they gave me one choice, one option for my son, even though several schools had his program, they gave me one other option. And the option they gave me, the school was worse off than the school that I took them out.
Wow.
So I said, you know what, God, this is just going to be a season of homeschooling.
Come on now.
And so we rely so much on those teachers to teach our children when we're the best teacher.
Come on,
we really are. And we wonder why they come home with so many spirits on them or so many things. They're getting it from the school system. Now, I'm not going to knock the school system
right. Because
it is what it is, and there's great teachers out there. There's great people out there, but you really have to really look out and see what is going on with your own child. There's things going on with your own child that if you're not careful, if you're not still enough, you won't see it. So just parents. Don't just drop off your kid and say, okay, let me go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Get involved. Be involved with them. See what they're doing at the school.
That's
meet
right.
their teachers. Meet your district. Meet who's on the school board. Because these are the people that are making decisions for your child's life.
That's right. That's
and
right.
so that's what I have to say.
So that you guys, so you did decide to homeschool?
I did decide to homeschool.
Wow.
I had to make that choice because Some things are battles, and some things you just...
In other words, you're saying choose your battles.
Choose your battles.
Yeah.
Pick the battles, because then if you go in there and it's not supposed to be a battle you're supposed to fight, then you'll get knocked to the ground.
Right. That's
and
so
God,
true.
God says, be still, and I will fight your battles.
Come on, man.
So my way of doing it in this season is to homeschool.
Wow.
So,
that's powerful. But, you know, that's... And I'm telling you, I'm sure that was... place of saying, what do we do with you and your husband, you know, meeting the rubber at the road? You know, what do we do? Which way do we go? You know, a lot of questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of how do we do this? Because when your child is singled out in some type of way, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you still have to make that decision. And in your case, with your baby, it wasn't good
right.
for him. right. which rolled over. It's a domino effect. Mm-hmm. Everything that we go through, you know, but that's why you have to seek counsel. Mm-hmm. It's so important we do that and stay prayed up, like you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
And when God speaks to you, you do it. It may not even seem right in the natural, right, Laura? We were talking about that this week. That supernatural life is not going to line up with the natural
life. Not going to make sense.
It don't make sense at all, America. Okay?
Tell you.
But we have to know that as we're talking about racism in the body, it's very real.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we have to know, and that's one thing I love about doing life. And, you know, I just thank God for just the people that I do life with.
Yes.
You know, I had one of my ladies here at the mansion tell me one day, she said, I don't know how to explain it, Marlo, but when I'm in your presence, I don't see color. And that was amazing to me. And then she said, that's not always the case, you know, but I'm talking about in this case, you know. And I was so honored by that because I want, you know, don't even just see me as a chocolate chip coming. Just see Jesus. Okay?
Yes!
Just see Jesus.
Just see
Jesus. And
that's
all that matters because Jesus is every cup. And this is what I love. Where is that scripture? We're going to talk about this. I believe it's in Acts 17 and 26, Laura.
Let's get there. Can I share something about this
Absolutely.
Scripture right here? Okay. I'm going to read it because I want to share something. This is one of my favorite scriptures.
Come
we
on,
already
Laura.
Read it, but I'm going to read it. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not in the countenance of the height or the stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Okay?
Yeah.
So I've experienced racism in my walk, okay? In the church, outside the church,
Mom.
In school, okay?
Yeah.
But I thank God that His Holy Spirit's been in me, and I'm learning and growing. And I'm learning to love people. Rich and poor, God's the creator of them both. And I'm learning that it's a spirit. And I always say, man, you know, we're spirit. And when we bleed, we all bleed red. Okay?
Blood
of Jesus.
Come
okay? And but I just wanted to share on this scripture that God searched the heart. Okay? And searching the heart, when you want everything God has for you, you want everything. You want to be used. You want the anointing. How
mm-hmm.
can He release it if you just want certain people in the church,
Come on,
certain
man.
Color, with money? We don't want the homeless, or the homeless don't want the rich. I mean, there's so much division. It's crazy. And there's no unity. So He can't release what He has for us. And there's no power.
Come on,
if
now.
There's no unity
Talk
in the body.
It.
And I would say, I want everything I God has for me spiritually, physically, financially, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, Holy Spirit, which
yeah,
He does.
Yeah.
I get corrected.
All
I make
right.
mistakes. I'm learning and growing every day. We're students every day. And what I just want to encourage everybody that's watching, I'm sorry. I want to apologize for when you get hurt and you face racism because it's painful.
Yeah, it is.
It is. But know that God loves you. He loves us. And I always say, He'll deliver or move. And if I'm hindering, move me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not afraid to pray that. But as you get closer intimacy with God and let Him search your heart and you grow in His love letters, which is fire, and they get
that's
rooted
right, that's
and
right.
it comes forth, when God shows you something that's not right, because when I see it in the outreach, when I see it in the church, when I see it in my home, because my mom used to be prejudiced, okay? I'm going to be transparent.
Come on now,
be
talk
transparent.
About it, talk about it.
And it used to hurt me, you know, that she was that way, because I'm like, Mom, why? You know? And then later on, of course, God did a work in her heart, and she
transitioned her.
And it was because, you know, if you fall in love with God, that's not His heart. That's not His heart, that we love everyone. Now, not everybody is going to be lovable. And I'm sure that once we were not lovable either, okay?
Right.
But what I just want to encourage everybody, that when you see that going on and cursing the person or seeking death, speak life.
That's right.
And you'll be surprised when you stand on the word of God and you speak it over them, because this is where I'm at. I haven't always been there, okay? I used to be very violent, but it's where I'm at now, so I'm thankful and experienced. Speak life, and I've seen people get healed, delivered, or moved.
That's right. That's
because
right.
God is King Jesus, and He got the whole world in His hands. So I just want to
He
share
does.
That.
He does. And it's so beautiful, because here's the thing, though. This is the reality. Let's just get cut all the way down to the core. Racism is taught. Because I tell you, when children come into this world,
They don't care what color you are.
They got so much
they
love.
They just want a friend.
Yeah, and love.
Yeah,
and
they
want
to just play at the playground.
Yes.
And they be loving. If you watch children when they're young, you know, when they're innocent and loving and pure, they don't care. They don't. They won't just want a friend. They love on each other. They want to hold your hand. They don't. I remember this reminds me of one thing that one of the ladies here, her granddaughter, had came in. They were hanging out one day, and she asked her. She said, "Mom, where's your brown friend?"
I love it.
Okay. And she was like, "What? Who are you talking about, Emily? You know your brown friend at work." I was like, "Oh my God, I love her." Because I am brown. I'm a different variation. We all are different variations of brown, tan, I mean, peach,
vanilla.
I'm just saying. But out of the mouth of babes, you know what I'm saying? But see, she haven't been able to reach that plateau of where's the black lady or the orange or the white or the blue or the, you know, if we just keep it simple like the baby, you know what I'm saying? And say, hey, that's that, you know, that pretty lady with the long hair. You know that one. That was the long hair down. That one. You know that lady, that, you know, or that guy, you know, instead of, where's that, you know that black dude? Well, nobody's black. Nobody's white. No, really. Man will put something on you that, and we just receive it. I mean, when you go in, it's on the application. I'm the one that put the other. I just put chocolate chip, America. Okay? I don't say about black or white. I don't. I'm just refused to do that. But we got to know that. We don't always have to accept what the world is saying or doing about who we are. And that's straight up real. And we're going to bring confirmation in the Word of God in Acts 17 and 26.
God's love letter, which is fire, la palabra de Dios, que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y en Hechos, libro 17, el capítulo 26 dice,
Hallelujah.
De una sangre ha hecho todo el linaje de los hombres para que el que habiten sobre toda la faz de la tierra y les ha prefijado el orden de los tiempos y los límites de su habitación. Gloria a Dios.
And listen, in the NIV, Acts 17 and 26 says, listen to this, America. This is so real. From one man, he made all. Come on now. The nations that they could inhabit the whole earth. He made one. He made all of us from one man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Appointed, and it says here, and he marked out their appointed time. So, Crystal, this is your appointed time.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
In history and the boundaries of their land. So what part of this is complicated? Where the Word of God tells us, from one man he made us all in the nations that we inhabit this whole earth. So we all know in essence that's why he had to go in and interrupt the languages and do all that at the Tower of Babel. But man, they were trying to build up to hell. Who does that? That is really impossible. So when he did that, he said, I got to figure out how to get this work, you know, shut them down. So what happened was we were all dispersed in language. Remember America? And some people went way north, where it was cooler, less sun, and the skin begot light. And some people went way south, y'all know, Africa, and some begot dark. And then east and the west. Come on. That is how the variations of the skin began to change, the color. Because the Word of God says here, from one man, we were all birthed into this nation. So there is no black or white. We're all one, and we're spirit. That's what God's saying. Now, if you got an issue with that, take it to Jesus, because it says it in his word. So we have to really hear what God is saying to us. I pray that this is ministering to someone, you know, because what we do is we get caught up, right? So we get caught up in all these different spirits that they are seeking where they can inhabit, okay? But the Word of God here says that we will... in our appointed time that we could inhabit the whole earth. That's the only thing we should be inhabiting.
Yes. And there's a song in my spirit. Uh-oh. I have to say, yo.
Come on,
he got the whole
come on,
world.
Woo!
In his hand,
yeah,
we got the whole world.
Yeah.
In his hand, he
got
the whole world. In his hand,
he got the whole world in his
hand.
Woo!
He has you and me, baby.
Come
Judge a book by its cover. This is a true story. Said I got plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished yet. Plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished. I'm a piece of art, a work in progress. A few flaws that I know my God can solve. So people say that they don't understand me. He's not through with me, no, I'm not ready. You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by his stripes,
all the things that made me stronger.
But I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy.
No, this is wrong, hey. I'm trying to move on, hey. I'm better than I was,
because God ain't through. Is that all right if I'm real with you? Yeah.
Plenty more work to do.
Yes, it is.
God ain't through.
Yes, it is.
They're looking at you wrong.
Oh.
You tell them you evolve. You're better than you was.
Cause God ain't through with me. I'm just simply saying that God is not finished with me yet.
Plenty more work to do.
Just have a little patience.
God ain't through with me.
Ooh, Lord, you gave me chances.
Time and time again, you did.
I know there is repentance.
Though I know I shouldn't abuse it.
I feel this, I've been sentenced.
Even though there is no trial.
But still, you gave me favor.
Over my haters all the while.
You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by your stripes,
all the things that make me stronger.
Lord, I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy.
Please don't take this wrong. I'm trying to move on. I'm better than I was.
God ain't through.
That is plenty more, plenty more.
You gave me chances to turn my life around.
Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
This amazing topic called racism in the box. Yes. Amen? It's so serious, you know. Yes. And really, the seriousness of it is, what are you going to do about it? You know, when you are faced with an atmosphere that is conducive to a spirit such as this, you have to be the one that God says, stand up and shut it down, all at the same time. And we are called to do that, you know, and knowing that we give up all of our authority, America. We just give it up and our power, because it belongs to us.
Yes.
You know, we give it all over to the enemy, because I remember when I found out, this is when the enemy was in trouble, coming over her, in my life. When I found out that he only can get what I give him,
yes.
He gets nothing from me.
Yes.
I mean, but now, he do try to rise up and make us slap people in the back of the neck and stuff. But we don't do it, because we know who we are.
Yes.
You know, when you know who you are, you can boldly turn around and say, shut up, devil. Stop talking to me. Because it is written. Okay?
Yeah, they're from behind you. That's right.
Yeah, it is written right here where we're finna go to 1 John 2 and 11. Y'all ready? Because it's written.
Yes. God's love letters, which is fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones.
Yeah, yeah.
Y en Juan 1, libro 2, verso 11 dice, pero el que aborrece a su hermano, está en las tinieblas y anda en tinieblas y no sabe dónde va, porque las tinieblas le han cegado los ojos.
Woo! Come on, man. Yeah. So here we go, America. The word of God reads, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness.
Woo!
And walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth. Because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. So, the question that we have in John, 1 John 2 and 11 says, so how many people do you know are walking around in daily darkness? How many people do you know? I don't know a whole lot, but I used to know a lot. But I don't know a whole lot these days, but I'm sure it's a whole lot more than I could ever think or imagine. So, my question to us, as a believer, which are Christ followers, or as a body of Christ, as we represent as ambassadors,
yes, yes.
What are we doing? Because you got to know what ambassador is. That is someone who is in a country or a city or a state or your own home. Are you ambassadoring your home? You know, that are not just agreeing with the majority. We have to agree with the truth. And we have to execute it and exercise it in our atmosphere. So I pray that from this day forth and forevermore, that when you see a spirit that is trying to come in and inhabit it in your atmosphere, that you cancel the assignment. Yeah, that's what Edward said. Slap it on down. Just shut it down and say, we are not doing that today, not in this atmosphere, because the King of Kings is going to rest, rule, and reign here today. Somebody going to get set free today, because that's another way of soul winning.
Yes.
Woo! Come on now. It's all about winning souls. So even as pastors, leaders, evangelists, whatever ministries we're functioning in, we're called to be leaders. And the bottom line is not about having the biggest church. It's about winning souls. So we are in the soul-saving business.
And laying hands and bringing healing manifestation and power and transformation.
Come on now.
Woo! So, in Jesus' name.
Talk about it, Laura. So, well, I know you've had that experience in your outreach.
And when I want to share that, as we give you the Bible, study them for yourself.
what I want to share that I experienced a lot of fear. A lot of people walking in fear. They're scared of certain neighborhoods.
Come on.
Certain people.
They're scared
of the president. They're scared of all kinds of stuff. And then there's all this anxiety and stuff. God didn't give us the spirit of
fear. But come on now. What?
He's put down mount.
What did he give us, Lord?
Man,
he gave us
power,
love,
and a sound mind.
Woo!
Yes. and when he said it is finished,
come on now.
We already know the ending, okay? And like when I do outreach, I'm in areas that we have all kinds of spirits. But they're everywhere. They're not just in the streets, y'all.
Come on now.
They're in the neighborhoods. They're in the church.
Come on now.
They're everywhere.
That's it.
You know?
But,
yeah, so we shouldn't walk in fear. If you want change, because we're not weak. We're strong. And if we're weak, God is strong in us, right?
Yeah.
But if we're not taking the word of God and standing on it and speaking it over our neighborhood, over the homeless, over our church, and we're walking with fear, then how can we say we're sons and daughters of the Most High God when He has all power, all authority, in charge of the whole world? He could do anything He pleases and be afraid.
Yeah. Come on, you know?
So I just want to encourage y'all, don't be afraid. And if you are scared, five scriptures are going to take that fear away.
Come on, man.
And speak them.
And I think the biggest thing, Lori, getting connected with people, powerful people, people who will help you and will pillar you, and encourage you, and empower you, you know, to be all that God has called you to
be. All that you can be, like in the army.
Come on now. Because we are in the army of the Lord.
And we're here, we're soldiers helping those who are wounded. Real man, Lord, help us, real man, you know? Yeah.
Leave no one behind.
You know, God's heart that not one be left behind,
that's
you know?
Not
everybody's going to want it, but God is just looking for the part.
He is.
And then He'll do the rest.
That's it.
And we're just willing vessels to share the word, to share that God is all power and authority. And we just pray that you gravitate to it. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we are excited. I don't know what our time looks like with Jazz. We are on our 12-minute countdown,
so what we
want to do, so see, this show is about racism in the body, but we are creating a balance here, and it's about pillaring our sister, Crystal Bacillo, and we just want her to have this opportunity today in front of a body of believers to know who she is, what God has called her to do, you know, the product that she has that has been co-signed by the kingdom, okay? And when you are partnering with the Holy Spirit, that is how God reveals His secrets to you.
Yes.
You know, even the secrets about you. It's stuff about ourselves that we don't know each other. But God begins to tap in and unlock things in us. And like Laura was saying, but we allow fear to come in and paralyze us and to stop us in our tracks. And even in the midst, like Crystal was saying, when she was writing this book, it was tapping on her door saying, girl, you ain't good enough. You ain't wise enough. You ain't going to be this. And all of that, what she did, she wrenched around there and got in the word and said, it is written. And that's what's so powerful. So that's all Jesus did when he was in the garden. Because what I love about the word of God, it says, and the tempter came. But y'all know that the enemy is the tempter? He will come. If he came for Jesus, he's coming for you. Mm-hmm. But what are you going to do? What we have to do, attributes and the countenance of Christ. And we have to remind the enemy, because remember, he was in heaven. That's why he got put out, because he was trying to be God. He got prideful, arrogant, and all of that. But we got to be careful. Watch your step, believers. Watch how we step it and what we're saying and what we're doing. Come on now, because we got to be mindful. We can't be like the puppet, because the puppet master will have us doing stuff we wasn't trying to do, saying stuff that we didn't. Ooh, I can't believe I said that. Yeah. Ooh, you know, and I love it. I love the transparency of the body, because I heard Joyce Meyer teaching the other day, and she said, after teaching 39 years, I found out, the Holy Spirit reminded me, you know you just lied. She said, I can't believe I lied. She said, but I got to be transparent today.
She's keeping it real. She's keeping it real.
I'm not perfect, even though we're walking it out, because I'm telling you, as we said at the beginning of this message, that if you are proclaiming to be a believer or a Christ follower, they're going to have the big microscope on you. binoculars and everything, trying to watch you fall.
Yes.
And guess what? Yes. It's okay if you fall. Not like in a bad way, but in a real way. Get back up, dust yourself off, and get back in line and get what God has for you. Because in Christ, we are perfect. You know, people tell you, ain't nobody perfect. Well, in Christ, we can be.
We are perfected. That's being mature. We become mature
as
we study and read His love, which is our mirror, which is fire. And transformation shall and will take place.
Yeah.
And there's never too much to learn. We're learning and growing every day. That's why I say I'm a student every day. Oh, my God, there's so much to learn.
Yes.
There's so much. But I keep it real. I'm
back for Jesus.
Faithful,
available, and teachable. Yes. How bad are you? I'm a fat girl for Jesus, okay?
In the spirit. Okay, let's be specific. In the spirit.
And then here's the big picture, America. As you are eating the word and getting it digested,
there we go.
Come on now.
You get
don't
fat.
Be glutton.
Don't be glutton.
Let it come forth. Share the love with someone because you never know what God is calling you to do. Pay attention to the King every day. Get in His face.
Yes.
Seek His face.
Yes.
So that you can hear what your assignment is.
Yes.
Y'all heard Crystal ministering on the assignment. You got to know what your assignments are and execute them to the fullest.
Yes.
And then once you do that, I'm telling you, so much liberty and love and all the attributes of the kingdom, those are the fruits of the spirit.
Yes.
And I'm just excited, Crystal, to be doing life with you
from
this day forth and
forevermore. So
yes.
That's what I say. La familia keeps growing and growing.
Yes.
Another warrior in the kingdom of God being about the kingdom's business.
But you know what's so awesome about that, Laura? Crystal was always a warrior. But see, we're talking about that appointed time for her to align with where we are.
Yes.
And we all coming together. So now we're going to lock arms.
There we go.
Come up. Okay? So this is what you call Team Jesus.
Woo!
And on that note, this is your Team Jesus. So welcome to the team.
You see? King Jesus.
Yes. I was thinking about what shirt are we going to bless her with today, Lord? There's so many of them. Maybe we should just give them options. I don't know. Whatever God says, that's what we're going to do. But the most powerful one, we were trying to decide Team Jesus or sold out to Jesus. Well, I said, Laura, Lord is telling me to bless her today. Which one? She was like, sister, they make all so powerful.
Jesus, we're being a team right
we
now.
Are
we,
a team.
We're showing support for the glory of God. Because anything we do is not for our glory, it's for the glory of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
The
Amen.
Lord of Lords. So true.
And we're not a team that's going to tear down, talk, criticize. If anything, we're going to learn. And if we make mistakes, we're going to get it right in
that's
the Word.
And
then we're going to help each other.
That's it. Yeah. And the way Crystal and I met was, it was on Facebook. Isn't that awesome, Josh? Facebook has some great attributes. That's why we're coming to you live today. Because we, you know, it's that each one reach one.
Yes.
And we just want to reach the world. So that's where the Lord said to us in His Word that we will do greater things. Not that we're trying to be Jesus, because none of us can be Him, but He can be in us. But technology is what He meant. And the greater things, you know, like the people who, doctors, the technology, it's all about technology. You know, and the World Wide Web. So many people say, oh, I can't do that Facebook. I just can't do that. Well, if you're doing it unto the Lord, you can do it. And if you're connecting with people who are kingdom-minded, you can do
Facebook.
Yeah. So we have a caller right now, America. So we're going to take our caller. We don't know if it's Brother Jack, but if it is. Good morning, America. You are on the Morning Visitation Show.
Oh, I told you. I missed my call yesterday. I had to call back. I just want to tell you, I cannot wait to listen to the show later on, you know?
What you say, Brother Jack?
I'm out doing my chores. I'm doing chores right now.
So you hanging out?
What's that, dog?
Are you hanging out and listening to us on your phone?
No, I'm going to save it when you know, I'm going to be cleaning later, doing laundry. I'll have the sound system with the show going wild in the whole house. Everybody will listen to it. My neighbors, I opened the Wendy's. Yeah. Wow. Truth. Yeah.
That is awesome.
We listen. I got more people. I got like my neighbor. He comes over and sits down. He's listening to it too. I think he needs
what?
A prayer. Let's pray. Let's pray for Brother Muggsy. Brother Muggsy.
Brother Muggsy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're
yeah,
gonna
yeah,
lock on.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready, Mr. Jack?
Yeah.
You
he's
ready?
Got a dental problem
okay.
and he's addicted to marijuana.
Okay, so we're gonna pray for
all
him.
Right.
All right.
Brother Muggsy.
Okay.
Brother Muggsy.
All right. Father God, I just lift this brother up to you, God, knowing that you can break strongholds. Yes.
Hallelujah.
You can break strongholds.
Hallelujah.
God. You a God that slings giants,
woo!
That moves mountains, God. Yeah. And I just thank you, God, God, that we can come to you boldly, like
yeah.
Hebrews said. We can come to the throne boldly because
yeah.
we have a high priest
yeah.
that can sympathize. So I thank you, God, and I praise you, God, for this brother, God.
Amen.
And I thank you, God.
You see that?
When he
I always try.
Off his chin, God, that he will have a powerful testimony. That he will help
yeah,
somebody,
yeah, yeah.
God. That he will reach people that can't even be reached from the
yeah,
podium,
Lord.
God.
Come on
that he would have a different
yeah.
testimony than the pastor that is speaking in the pulpit, God. All
right,
all
right.
Out in the street now.
Woo!
So people are going to be able to see his life and
yes.
see what you did to it, just like you did to Paul. You
yes.
knocked him off the horse.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God, that you can knock him off his horse.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
You blind Paul for a little bit.
Thank
front.
You, Lord.
And you opened his eyes, and when his eyes were open, he was
thank
able
you,
to
Lord.
Do ministry.
Jesus.
So I thank you for this brother that you're going to give him ministry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you're going to give him a testimony, and that you are going to show him the rest of his life
yeah,
what, that the your power. There's power in your blood.
Hallelujah.
God, your
blood
is
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it does.
So I thank you, God,
wow.
that God, even if he messed up, God, your word says it is finished.
It is
done. Finished.
God,
it is finished. It is done.
Yeah, yeah,
so God,
yeah.
when he comes to your kingdom, he doesn't have to worry about, oh, I have to continue to come to you. No, God, it is finished.
It
is done.
Finished.
I ask that you continually break those chains.
Yes,
break
the
bread, vine, God. Understand, let him understand the source. And cut it at his root, God.
Yes,
we just pray right now.
Yeah.
And we just thank you, God. It is
right
done.
Now. Woo!
Jesus
done.
Yeah. All right, Mr.
Jack.
Love it.
Awesome. Listen, I just want to take a moment to thank the cell phone people, because without the cell phones, it'd be hard to hear your words. You know,
come on,
you know whatever it is, the Chinese, Japanese, they're doing a great job. They're doing a great job. I tell it the way it is.
Thank you, Brother Jack.
Thank you. You girls are doing a great job.
All right.
Is Brother Charles okay? Did he get out of there? You know?
Yeah, Brother Charles, he over here. He hear you, Brother Jack.
Hey, Brother Charles. He's got a strong look in his eye with the love
yeah,
he has for Jesus. I can see it.
Amen.
I can see it. You know?
Jesus.
He's doing
Brother
a great
Jack.
Job.
Amen.
Great job.
Jesus. Well, thank you, Brother Jack. We
listen.
Love you. We'll talk
right,
to you
right,
next week,
show.
Okay?
We love
listen,
you.
You know,
okay.
you save the best for last, because you know I'm always going to go in last. You know?
All right. Thank you.
We're talking, yeah. Hallelujah for everybody. Great
see
day. Great
week.
Day. Beautiful.
Okay.
God bless you guys. God bless.
You
God bless.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
He's so on fire, y'all, that he be telling everybody
yeah.
everywhere he goes, like
yeah.
you have to hear this. You have. I mean, we have so much. I give God the glory, but we have so much support from God, from Brother Jack and Nueva York.
Yeah. So thank you, Brother Jack, and we want to say thank you to Blog Talk listeners
yes,
for listening.
Thank you for listening.
We want to thank our very special guest, Miss Crystal Castillo. Today, and most of all, we want to thank our studio audience.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We're
so glad.
We thank God for you and our Facebook, Camelia. We thank God for you for coming in, for your love, your support. We just want to encourage you to go out and get the book Affirmed through the website.
Yes.
Give it one more time, your website, Crystal.
It's going to be Chris, C-H-R-Y-S, my last name, Castillo.com.
Yes. Go on our website, get her book, and be blessed. And please share the videos.
Share the video.
So that someone can be encouraged and
yes.
struggling in
yes.
the spirit of racism today.
That's right.
And that they will allow themselves to be no longer walking in darkness.
Yes.
And that
yes.
they would have that. Their eyes open, and
that's
that
right.
takes me into that open the eyes
of
my
heart,
Lord. Yeah,
open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see you.
Woo! To see you high and lifted up.
Hey, Lord. Yeah, yeah.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. So thank y'all so much, and thank you, Crystal. And we love you, and thank you to our Morning Gentleman Show.
We love you.